This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 28th day of February, year of our Lord 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I ran across something I found very disturbing that is going to end up in the courts. A number of states have entered what's called the Popular Vote Interstate Compact. This is a legal mechanism to change the Electoral College, where the individual states would place all their electoral votes with the popular vote. Very dangerous stuff. We need to keep tabs on that. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to stock up on vitamins, supplements, and minerals. Unless you're in the United Kingdom, that would be vitamins. But vitamins, minerals, and supplements. Make sure that they're the real deal. I like Standard Process, which is not sold to the public. At least they're not supposed to be. Only sold through healthcare professionals. I don't sell Standard Process. My wife is a doctor. Of course, she has access to them, but I don't sell them myself. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is the proprietor, the owner of Gold Wealth Financial, my friend, my sponsor, and we're going to talk about for, about 24 minutes here, how and why to invest in physical gold, physical silver, and possibly some other metals. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am wonderful. If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about you?
Hey, there's no snow on the ground here. I'm doing great.
Yeah, we got an ice storm here in east central Missouri. Steve, something we haven't talked about is some of these other metals, such as platinum, for example. How would a person own platinum, and what form would it be?
You know, everything that we do here is physical metal. So you can do platinum, you can do palladium. The process doesn't change no matter what you do. We even look at platinum when we're talking to people's portfolios and about what to look at for the future. Platinum is something I like to be a little bit diversified with people's portfolios. It's good to look at. The problem with platinum is there isn't a massive demand like there is for gold, and it doesn't directly correlate with inflation. So, you know, trying to get that profit out of it, you know, and keeping up with a certain price, you know, isn't there to watch for everybody. So it's kind of a wait and see kind of metal.
Yeah, buy it, lock it up, and forget about it, basically.
Correct.
And would it be bars or rounds, or what would it physically be?
Either I like bars, and I also like the Eagles. Those are my two favorite. The American,
oh, okay. So
the American
the
Platinum.
One of the mints is turning out Eagles. Well, that's
great. Oh, yeah. The U.S. Mint makes one that has the Lady Liberty on it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's reassuring, because that's certainly something that would be a recognized portable source of wealth that anybody could take any place. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to Gold Wealth Financial website, there's a link for my website, thelibertyman.com. Across the top of the screen, you'll see these spot metal prices scrolling from the right to the left. And quite frankly, Steve, I never thought I'd see silver at less than $16 an ounce in my lifetime again. That just shows a strong economy and a strong American dollar, at least for the time being, doesn't it?
Very much so. You know, silver is one of those metals that there's so many industrial uses for, and people don't realize. I mean, even in people's cell phones, you have gold and silver in it, and silver is used for so many different things. The fact that it's at this price right now is absolutely stunning to me. It should be easily above $50, maybe even $100 right now.
That's amazing. Well, I haven't gone recently, but I occasionally go to these state government surplus auctions,
and
they have a beautiful three-year-old computer shrink-wrapped on pallets, 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet, that are sold for scrap, and the scrappers buy them to get access to the gold and silver inside, and the rest of it goes to the dump. So, modern technology depends heavily on gold and silver, doesn't it?
Very much so. There's over 30,000 industrial uses for silver, so I don't think people realize the significance of how much silver is really used, and there's not that many mines for silver because it's the price is where it's at. I mean, you know, the government has to pump in money to some of these bigger mines to just get them to make silver for what they need. So,
well, I know locally where I live it's called the Lead Belt, and the big company is Doe Run, D-O-E, Doe Run. It's a very carefully guarded secret, quite frankly, that certain amounts of silver and gold are extracted with the lead, and I know some of the engineers and technicians that work at Doe Run, they go to my church and so forth. Nobody talks about that, Steve, how much gold and silver comes out with the lead. You ever heard of such a thing?
Yeah, a lot of people don't want others to know what's coming out a lot of the times, because they don't want you to try and buy land next to them, and if they get good production out of a mine, they want to buy the land next to it that's available. You know, they try to keep things pretty hush hush.
Well, the mining companies took care of that about 75, maybe longer years ago, when they bought the mineral rights to just about everything in the Ozarks.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's quite unusual and extraordinary to buy any real estate in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks that has the mineral rights that come with it. I'm sure it does happen, but it is a quite rare thing. This young female lawyer I know, she did a term paper in college on the owner of Doe Run. He's a rather eccentric individual, to be polite, from what I've been told. Getting back to the metals, so these prices change, would you say, hourly or daily or both?
By the minute.
Oh, by the minute. Okay.
By the minute.
Oh, I see here gold has changed just since you and I just started talking.
Well, you're going to see a lot of, you know, fluctuation today. I mean, we know as soon as that got announced this morning that, you know, Trump and Kim Jong-un deal ended abruptly. I mean, this is the type of thing that takes gold and silver up. These are the kind of days you look for when you see that in the news, because that has so much implications on gold and silver down the road. You know, if we go have more, even more conflict than what's going on in the world, and now you throw North Korea back into the mix, you know, gold and silver is going to take off. So when you see these type of big news days, where that's impacting everything, you're going to see gold and silver fluctuate very, very quick.
Well, something that a lot of people aren't aware of, you probably are, let's look at South Africa, which has been a major producer of gold for many, many decades. My friend, Command Sergeant Major Page, has been on this show with me a number of times. He spent a year of his life undercover in Central Africa documenting the communist Chinese colonization of Central Africa. And, of course, they already have South Africa. The Chinese, and there's other metals that come out of Africa in general, rare metals that are necessary for modern technology. The Chinese having command and control over these metals is inevitably going to mean higher prices, won't it?
Yeah, you're very, very, very right. They are trying to manipulate the markets right now very heavily, and with their people that they have on the ground in different countries and what they're trying to do to manipulate prices and get an inclusion into the world basket of currencies, they're going to change some things.
Well, they are. So everybody listening, this is your heads up. Things are changing. And Africa plays a very great role in all of this. Now is a fantastic buying opportunity before the Chinese take over a large percentage. I don't know what percentage of these metals. Some of them only come from Africa, by the way, not gold and silver, but some of these rare metals. I think chromium is one that is almost exclusively, not quite, but almost exclusively mined in Africa. But now would be a great opportunity to get started buying gold and silver before the Chinese consolidate their concessions. Right, Steve?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that. You look at De Beers and the diamonds and what they do to that market. I mean, one company has taken the diamond market through the roof, and they manipulate the entire diamond market because of what they do there. And now you take a country and put them into the mix for precious metals and see what they do. And they're the biggest believer in gold and backing of gold more than any other country on the planet. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
They're going to make some big changes.
Well, if you research diamonds, you'll quickly find, as I did, that diamonds really are not very rare at all. If it wasn't for the De Beers mining cartel, diamonds would be probably one-fourth of the value that they are now. But that because they have such a locked grip on the access to inventory, they can control the price, can't they?
Absolutely. That is exactly what's going on.
Yep, and has been that way for many, many decades. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Gold Wealth Financial, you can access them at my website at thelibertyman.com, goldwealthfinancial.com. Many of you I know don't have internet access. That's just the nature of my demographics. Here's what you do. First of all, you're going to want a copy of this book, and Steve will mail a copy to you, ink on paper, beautiful, professionally laid out. The Rookie Mistakes Guide. Give Steve a call when the show is over at 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Now, Steve, you made an offer last week of a small coin to people if they had the first 10 callers. Did you get 10 callers?
We actually had so many calls that it put the phones down for a short period of time, and we didn't know what was going on, and we took the voicemails, and we had an abundance of voicemails. And I said, well, that's weird. None of the phones were ringing. So it just overloaded the phone system, apparently.
System overload.
Yeah.
Well, that's very gratifying. I was hoping that would happen. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your responding last week. And that's exactly what did happen. Well, Steve, this is an educational process. Americans have not had open warfare countrywide since War of Northern Aggression ended in 1865. Other continents, especially Europe, Africa, Asia, to a limited extent South America, have had open warfare, which means all the other continents, they're within living memory. People have seen countries come and countries come and countries collapse, currencies come and currencies collapse within living memory. And we haven't had that in this country, have we, sir?
No, sir.
And as a consequence, and when you go to Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, people have a whole different attitude about gold and silver. I lived in Vietnam for a year. It was when you're 20 years old. A year is a really long time, by the way. But even the poorest of the poor, they would make sure that they had gold in the form of gold teeth, because that's all they could afford, and that was the family fortune residing in grandma and grandpa's mouth that was extracted upon their death. And these are people, their annual income was $10 per year back then, 50 years ago. So even the poorest of the poor in these third world countries, they recognize and make use of storing value in gold and silver, don't they, sir?
They sure do, you know, and it's sad that we're the only country that doesn't value it the same. When our currency is more manipulated than any other country, you know, we shade the truth on what's really happening around the world with our news agencies. And on top of everything else, you know, our government's trying to hide it with plunge protection teams and you know, artificial stock prices that they're putting up because they don't want you to know things aren't as good as it seems. And all these other countries that have all failed and their currency systems have crashed and they've had bank runs and they've had mile-long lines at ATM machines to try and get $20 out a day like they did in Greece. You know, American people haven't had to suffer that yet. And you can only keep a Band-Aid on this leak for so long, and then it's going to implode.
Right. And when it goes, and this is something I haven't talked about this in years, but even third-world countries, they don't have the resources we have, can maintain what appears to be normalcy until pretty close to the end. And I'll use the country I know the best, Vietnam. The government of Vietnam, which is clearly a third world country, the Republic of Vietnam that collapsed in April of 1975, they were giving people hope that they could prevail up until the last few days when the North Vietnamese tank came crashing through the palace gates in Saigon. The presidential palace gates. So if a third world, here's the point, Steve, if a third world country with relatively small resources like Vietnam can maintain the semblance of normalcy until the last few days, it stands to reason that a major power with the resources the United States have would maintain normalcy until the last few days as well, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, they tell you that, you know, there's going to be chaos in a few days, that your dollar is not going to be worth, you know, but 30% of the value that it is today, and they tell you that the banks are going to be closed. Can you imagine the chaos that would ensue the next couple of days?
I don't have to imagine. I know what would happen. The veil of civility and civilization is very thin, and I recall some of the events that have happened the past 40 years. A blackout in New York City, for example, the fire marshal in New York City said after the event was over, the fires started in 15 minutes. And I debriefed a retired Los Angeles fireman who was there during the L.A. riots. And he says, John, after the riots were over, we were recovering military-issue incendiary devices in the burned-up buildings. Now, people living in the ghetto don't have access to military-issue incendiary devices, do they, Steve?
Not that I know of.
No, of course not. You mean you don't go down to the local hardware store in the ghetto and, oh, I'd like a half a dozen military-issue incendiary devices, please, and can you take MasterCard or Visa for that? I mean, seriously.
Right.
So this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. Take control of your life. Take control of your future and get involved in stocking up on gold coins, silver coins, gold bullion, silver bullion, and you may want to expand out, but keep in mind also, if you got a day job where you have an IRA, tell people how they can get gold and silver in their IRA, if you would, Steve.
Yeah, you know, we offer two different choices. You know, the national choice that's always been out there is you can have it stored in a depository, you know, Delaware Depository, Brinks facility in Utah. But we offer another option for everybody else here. You can do an LLC IRA where you can take physical possession of the metals inside your IRA. We ship it straight to your doorstep. You store it wherever you wish. And, you know, at that point, it's still tax deferred. You can take your distributions in kind, meaning you pay yourself in metal. But the whole point of this is to make sure that you have, you know, insurance. You know, this collapse is going to happen. The government's never going to tell you, hey, this is going to happen. Imagine if you didn't touch your IRA and you didn't touch your savings and you've been saving all your life and you have $100,000 in the bank and you wake up tomorrow and you have $30,000 worth of currency and you can only take out $20 a day until the government figures things out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Steve, I'm working with portfolio. We have a break. Everybody stay tuned. I think we have a break. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about gold and silver. And my sponsor, Gold Wealth Financial, that website's goldwealthfinancial.com. Many people are unfamiliar with the benefits of investing in gold, silver, and other precious metals because they've had very little exposure to these assets. The United States gold standard ended in 1971. That means if the dollar ever collapses, your paper money investments could become worthless. However, by diversifying your portfolio, investing in gold and silver, you can protect your hard-earned assets from any future crisis or economic collapse. You need to check out their website. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link on my website at thelibertyman.com. And they have a telephone number. A telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie away.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the last day of February. How about that? Visiting with Steve Hunt, the proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You're sitting there thinking about this and wondering if you want to get started. Well, here's how you get started. Go to his website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, just give him a call. He'd be glad to mail you one in the United States Postal Service. And that's a little bit of distraction there. 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve, we have what appears to be normal times. The electric's on. Internet's working. There's no aircraft falling out of the sky. Everything seems to be normal. And we all found out in September 2001 how that could change in a heartbeat, didn't we?
In the blink of an eye, it really does. I mean, you think that everything's fine, but we're more frail than people believe. I mean, like I said earlier, you know, so many truths are not what they think. You're watching the news, you're watching different investments on TV. You know, everything is hidden by a thin veil of lies.
Right.
And until you really look into it and you read, you know, one of the things that bothers me is inflation. You know, if you go to the own government website and you read what inflation's at, it tells you that we're at 2.5% a year. But then if you read the last line, it says if you don't factor in food, gas, and energy.
Right,
as long as
exactly.
You don't eat or use any fuel or don't, you know, turn on your AC like you just said, you're only going to lose 2.5%. You know, if you factor in those numbers, you're closer to 10 to 12%, depending on where you live. I mean, it's a bunch of lies. And at
it
some
is.
Point, everybody has to say, you know, what am I going to do to save myself from, you know, what they're doing?
Yeah, and if you're under 40 years old, you really haven't had a chance to see what happens over decades. Being 71 years old, I've seen this where my mother could buy a bag of groceries for $5. I walked out the door with a not terribly big bag of groceries for $80, which didn't even have any meat in it last week. So it is an incremental thing. It creeps up on you. But it can't creep up on gold and silver, can it?
You know, gold and silver has been there for forever, and every time there's any type of natural disaster or economic catastrophe, gold and silver has always been the one thing that goes up. It's a safe haven. You know, whether you're talking about the 9/11 and the markets crash, gold and silver went through the roof. If you're talking about, you know, the housing crash and 2008, 2009 and the stock market going down, gold and silver went through the roof. You know, every time there's some type of economic uncertainty or a war, you know, this thing with North Korea and Venezuela, you're talking about two major conflicts that are happening right now that people don't really realize the severity of how bad these two things are. If they get out of hand, you're going to see the market plummet for the stock market, and gold and silver is going to absolutely double or triple.
Right. Well, there's a half dozen flashpoints that could easily start World War III around the planet, which we won't get into. Well, Steve, this is your passion. The people, the men and women that work for you, it's their passion as well. It's not just a day job where they can't wait to get off work and go get a beer and pizza, right?
You know, everybody here, the funny thing that you just said, there's not one person here in my office that hasn't invested in gold and silver. You know, everybody here has their own metals. Everybody here believes in this. You know, people come in on their weekends, you know, to meet with clients that, you know, can't meet during the week. You know, we believe in this so passionately that, you know, that's why we do what we do. It's about getting information out to everybody.
Well, that's the way I've spent my life, is working in a career that I'm passionate about. And there's a massive difference when somebody's working at a job they love and are passionate about it, as opposed to just showing up because they want that paycheck. Right, Steve?
Very much so. Very much.
Absolutely. Well, that's the difference you'll get, ladies and gentlemen, when you contact Steve Hunt at Gold Wealth Financial. Give him a call at 480-440-7100 or go to his website, goldwealthfinancial.com, and begin that education. Get your copy of the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. And rookies do make mistakes in any endeavor, don't they, Steve?
Unfortunately, they do. That's hopefully what we're looking to change.
Absolutely. Steve, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Thursday. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay, we had a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last day of February 2019. Our guest this half hour, we have every Thursday, the second half hour, Mr. Tom Berryhill. We're going to talk about a marvelous healing device called the Energy Cleaner. And Tom is the manufacturer, and he gives us our disclaimer from wherever part of the world he may be in this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Outstanding. Well, sir, I'm at my website at the Energy Cleaner section under products, and I'm going to click on where it says, what is the Energy Cleaner? And it's broken. This is a work in progress. I have to apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be talking to my webmaster about that. But what's not broken is the part where you can place your order. Thank goodness, because if it was, we would have some major issues here. The Energy Cleaner puts out a healing electrostatic signal. Now, people that know different things about different technology, they'll ask, well, John, is it a Rife machine, a Rife frequency generator? No, it's not a Rife machine. Is it a TENS unit? A TENS unit actually sends electric shocks to your muscles. No, it's not a TENS unit. This is entirely different technology, and a technology that is really, despite it being around for approximately 20 years, it's still, even after 20 years, still cutting-edge technology, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it is, John. It's still relatively unknown, except by those who have purchased units and been using them for years. You know, we still have the original energy cleaners from nearly 20 years ago in operation and running on a daily basis. They run 24/7.
Well, I had one of those first units you were manufacturing. It was easily twice the size, twice the weight of the current one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's approximately correct. It's the earlier units were the case was a little thicker, a little taller, but
right.
Otherwise the software, the circuitry is basically the same. And it was a work in progress until about 2005 or six. I don't remember exactly where we had it finalized, and we had fine tuned everything exactly the way we wanted it. And then they've been in constant production with that same software version ever since.
Well, it's talking with people to get them to understand what this is, what it can do. We actually have an easier time with people who know little to nothing about electricity and electronics than we do with electrical engineers. And it seems like the more advanced their knowledge and the more advanced their degree, the more difficult it is for them to wrap their brain around this, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's really true. And when I first met Mr. Lee Kroc, who was the original inventor of the technology, I went round and round with him, and I had that same problem, John. I kept saying that there was not a return path for the energy, and I didn't think it would work. But he was a customer, and he said, no, you make it exactly like I say, and it will work just fine, and he was correct. And I had to unlearn a few things that I thought would have been the proper way to do it.
Right.
I did it exactly as Lee wanted, and here we are today still producing these units.
And over the years, you've had to talk to any number of men and women, I assume, also, who had the same point of view as you did before you were educated. Right, Tom?
Well, that's very true, and one of them was Mr. John Stattmiller, who owns Republic Broadcasting.
Right.
John, I was talking to John on the phone, and he said, there's no way it can work. There's not a return path. There's not a ground wire. And I said, John, you're talking to me on your cell phone. Where's the ground wire? So we both had a chuckle about that.
Right, exactly.
And he understood.
Yeah, Paul, once the education takes place, then the light bulb lights up, so to speak, and people understand it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Energy Cleaner puts out a signal that goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. So, before a cell dies, it gets sluggish and slows down and isn't working properly. What the Energy Cleaner does, and Tom uses a great analogy, it's kind of sort of like jumper cables for your car to help jumpstart those sluggish cells, get them freshened up, get the toxins out, bring in fresh nutrition. Now, things happening at the cellular level are things that can only be seen through a microscope, right, Tom?
That's correct. And if you do look at this technology as a set of jumper cables, it makes sense because every cell in your body that is functioning properly doesn't need that jumper cable. You can have a brand new car with a brand new battery, and you can put jumper cables on it. It's not going to help it at all. It doesn't need it, and it just ignores that extra boost. But any battery or cell that needs some assistance, well, it will take that extra boost and start to work properly, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Right. Well, in the days before electronic ignition, wintertime was really tough for cars and trucks, and it was pretty common any place there was snow and ice, including our neighborhoods, Tom, for almost everybody to carry jumper cables with them back then, didn't they?
Yeah, that's true. You know, I still do that to this very day, just in case, but yes, that was a necessity back then.
It was. But things haven't changed for human beings. We do not have new electronic circuits inside our bodies. We've got the same circuits that we've had for, a long time. and the need to refresh, rejuvenate these cells has not gone away, and that's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. Only $285 shipping included. Now, if you're a Doubting Thomas, and I encourage people to be a Doubting Thomas, I really do. I'm not concerned about that at all. If you are a Doubting Thomas and you're thinking, well, I wonder what are Barry Hill and Moore talking about? This thing can't possibly work. Well, I challenge you to go ahead and get one. Use it. If you're one of the unlucky 1 or 2% that it doesn't work for, ship it back. I do a 90-day money-back guarantee. And you'll get relief in the first 3 to 7 days. Some people, occasionally we see a little bit longer. Our friend Tim Spencer, he started getting relief in a few days. He waited a good 2 weeks before he wanted to go public to make sure it wasn't some kind of fluke, which, of course, it wasn't a fluke. And he went public describing people over the next 12 months the incremental improvements he was seeing in pain relief and getting his life back. Our friend Steve Whitman, it's been a couple of months now since Steve's been on. I need to talk to Steve about getting back on here. He gives the Energy Cleaner and myself personal credit for saving his life, literally saving his life. So you can read up on the Energy Cleaner at my website. I've got the patent application information right there. Fascinating technology. And for somebody like Mr. Lee Kroc to come up with this, he's now deceased, of course. He was pushing 90 years old when he passed. But to have a crusty old guy like Lee Kroc come up with this kind of technology is kind of off-the-charts crazy, isn't it, Tom?
It really is, John. And the story of how it all came about is really something in itself. But it was amazing how this thing came about, and we put it together. I did approach Lee when I first heard about him and what he was doing. He was struggling with it, trying to get it turned into a commercial product, and I approached him and told him I had the facility, the knowledge, and the all the tools and equipment to do it. So we got together, and the rest is history. We've been producing these units since March of 2000 with much success. And as you said, many Doubting Thomases, that's very true. But John, you know as well as I do how many people have contacted us over the years and with reports, just incredible healing that has taken place for some of these people that have had terrible health problems, and they've gotten their health back, and now they're living a normal life and getting out of the house and enjoying themselves. So it is something to try. If anybody's on the fence and they can't make a decision, they should just go ahead and jump at it and give it a try. They have 90 days to try it out, and most people will respond pretty quick. Others take a little bit longer, but all in all, 90 days is more than enough time to figure out if this is going to work for you or not.
Right, absolutely. It's a tiny percentage, and I sometimes wonder, I get about once a quarter, I'll get one back. About 4 a year, I'll get one returned out of the hundreds I sell. And I always wonder, did they actually put batteries in it and actually use it? I always wonder that, Tom. And, of course, there's no way I can tell. But that's what the first thing that comes to mind, because I know for a fact I've loaned out energy cleaners with a screen wire pad. And when the screen wire has been unrolled and used, it's obvious. There's no doubt if somebody has had knees and elbows on a piece of screen wire. You can't conceal that. So I know that when I get these back and the screen wire is still pristine condition, that they didn't use it. And it's, you know, I don't have an emotional connection or to the outcome of people using one. It's too bad, but that burden of the consequences is on them, not on me. I've done what I could to help them get their life back. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can look at the engine cleaner at my website. There's a beautiful photograph up there. You can study up on it, and you can place your order right there at my website for an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Right there at my website, using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. If you need to send me a check, my address is there also. And I've told free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tom, I think I've mentioned enough times that you probably know a lot of my listeners don't have internet access, don't you, sir?
Yeah, that's true, but they can certainly phone in an order and take care of it that way. It's not a problem. We're able to help anybody that's interested. We're able to help them.
And if you don't have internet access and you want to read up on it and so forth, you pretty much every public library in the United States of America has internet access at no charge. You walk in the door, you use it, you can print out. Typically, there's going to be a printer connected to it for print out sheets for 5 or 10 cents a copy. So whatever it takes to get it done, there's many ways to skin this cat, isn't there, Tom?
Yeah, that's very true. And John, I wanted to mention, you know, we've talked so many times about the people that are truck drivers and traveling and how they use the energy cleaner to stay alert and not have any problems, stay fresh all the way up to the end of their trip. And I've experienced this myself recently as I was traveling hundreds of miles a day. And, you know, when I met with you to make delivery of energy cleaners this last time, and then we left on a journey that afternoon and late into the evening. I drove nearly 500 miles, and I really didn't have enough sleep the night before. But I got to tell you, John, I had that energy cleaner hooked up in the car, and it was just a non-issue to make that trip. I was amazed. I was not fatigued at all. So if you're involved in any type of traveling, truck driver, over the road, if you do any kind of long-distance driving, this is an excellent way to stay alert and be refreshed the whole trip and not be worn out at the end of your journey. It really does
absolutely
work.
Absolutely. Well, unless it's a family emergency, I have no choice. I make road trips. I've, in my career as a criminal investigator, I've been inside dozens of county jails, city jails, state prisons, federal prisons, and I get treated better going in and out of those facilities than I do getting on an airplane. So why would I pay money to be treated worse than I would going into a federal prison? I make road trips. I use the energy cleaner, and I see America. You don't see a whole lot when you're 5 or 6 miles up in a commercial airplane, do you, Tom?
No, you really don't.
So road trips are fun. If you know how to do it and do it properly, take breaks at appropriate times. Something I found also with road trips, Tom, is with my GPS device, I can find excellent family-owned restaurants off the beaten path that really make the whole trip a lot better as opposed to fast food places that are right next to the interstate. And it takes another 10 minutes to get off the road and find a family-run restaurant in a small town. But it just changes the whole character of the trip, Tom.
Yeah, it really does. And the GPS, of course, is almost a necessity nowadays. I still like to use maps, John, and I do carry a map. You never know when equipment's going to fail or not work properly. And sometimes those GPS things take you the long way around. So I kind of study the map and highlight the path that we want to take and go from there. But again, that energy cleaner really made a difference on this trip.
Absolutely. Well, I always have maps with me, of course, as a plan B. I would not leave home without them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're sitting there thinking about this. You've been hearing Tom and I talk about it maybe a few times, and you're pondering, you're wondering, and you're procrastinating. I talk about energy clinic procrastinators all the time. Tim Spencer procrastinated for 2 weeks. I provided him the energy cleaner with the batteries, the screen pad. I did everything but tuck him in bed and give him a cup of hot cocoa. And he didn't use it for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and he regretted getting his life back more quickly, didn't he, Tom?
Yeah, that's true. And then, John, I told a little story a couple of weeks ago about a local woman in Missouri who was telling us about her grandmother, 94 years old, I believe she said her grandmother was, and she had come down with bladder cancer and had some pain issues. So they did the initial test, and, well, I'll finish that after we come back.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You only yourself and one for your dreams.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the last day of February. How about that? Second month of the year is pretty much finished. Well, Tom, we talk every week for about 24 minutes about the Energy Cleaner. We encourage, we educate, we tell people that they got a 90-day money-back guarantee. And typically it takes anywhere from a few months to maybe half a year, sometimes a little longer, for people to think about it and ponder it. And then finally they make up their mind to go ahead and get an Energy Cleaner, don't they, sir?
That's usually how it works, John. To finish up my comment from earlier about the 94-year-old woman with bladder cancer, she was experiencing a lot of pain issues, so her granddaughter said, why don't you try the Energy Cleaner? Let's set up a pad. You just lay this over your lap, and maybe that'll help with the pain. And it did. It helped quite a bit, and she felt a lot better, no pain. And about 2 weeks later, this 94-year-old woman goes back for additional testing, and now they do some more scans. I believe it was an MRI. I don't remember all the details that they told me, but now the doctors are scratching their heads. Cancer's gone. Nothing. Couldn't find anything. So what does that tell you? See, the Energy Cleaner will help every cell in your body to expel the toxins and pull in fresh nutrition. So when you can push the toxins out of those cells and start cleaning things up, your body will heal itself, and that's exactly what happened in this case.
Absolutely. Well, it's time to think about it. It's time to make a decision. Get yourself an Energy Cleaner. Get your life back, and life will be grand, won't it, Tom?
It certainly will, John. We've helped so many people over the years, and we don't always hear back from everybody. You know, usually people, they move forward to get rid of the pain issues, and they're back into society, getting out of the house, having a good time, and living life. The last thing they want to do is talk to either of us about their situation, because
right,
now they're
right.
They're enjoying life again.
Well, and when you talk about a previous experience, you actually relive the emotions of that experience, and for many people, it's too painful. They don't want to go back there, and I understand that. Real quick, Tom, we've got the seed catalogs hitting people's mailboxes, and Energy Cleaners do help the fruits and vegetables, don't they?
Oh, they really do, and if you are setting up your seedlings, get your garden area ready, because they're going to grow so fast, you're going to be caught off guard. You've got to get them in the ground quick. It'll double the production, at least double, sometimes greater, of the vegetables. You're growing flowers, anything. And all you need to do is use some, any farm supply store, have everything you need, some fence posts, and put them in the ground, stretch out some chicken wire, use electric fence insulators to keep that chicken wire insulated from the post. And then you connect the Energy Cleaner to that chicken wire. Just put that a few inches over the plant, top of the plants, and they'll grow like crazy.
There you go. Tom, thank you, sir. We'll have you back tomorrow morning to talk about emergency communications. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.